This is the Texas Standard.
A primary race in New York has a lot of folks talking today. We're in a 28-year-old political newcomer, former campaign organizer for Bernie Sanders, and a self-described socialist, beat her primary opponent, the fourth highest-ranking Democrat in the House. Last night's victory of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over Joe Crowley is being called not only shocking, but perhaps a sign of division within the Democratic Party. But is it really? For that, we're joined by Ed Espinoza, executive director of a group that supports policies aimed at social and political reform, Progress Texas. Ed, good to talk with you again.
Good to be here.
I want to read a blurb from the New York Times this morning. Crowley's defeat was the most significant loss for a Democratic incumbent in years, and one that will reverberate across the party and the country. You think there's going to be a reverberation here in Texas?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I think we've already seen it. When you look at the slate of candidates that the Democratic Party has put forward in Texas this year, it is a very unconventional slate. You have your statewide nominees who are primarily fresh faces, people that you haven't seen before, but people who look like Texas. You have Latinos, you have African Americans, you have young people, you have older people. We have people from an array of backgrounds. And that is something that we don't often see in politics, because a lot of times Congress and office holders don't look like the people they represent. Now that's changing.
In fact, we've been seeing several socialist candidates in some recent local and primary elections in Texas. But how have they performed?
Well, I'm not as familiar with those candidates in Texas, but I know that in Virginia, a socialist candidate ran and beat the Republican whip in the state legislature there. So I think that people are really starting to embrace ideas, and they're getting out of the binary choice of Republican and Democrat and looking more at who supports my values. And in many cases, the Democratic Party is more aligned with people's values than the Republican Party is right now.
Right. Well, it's interesting because even with this fragmentation, when it comes primary season, we're still talking about Republicans and Democrats for the most part. But I'm wondering, what about Texas Democrats? Where are the fault lines right now?
Well, I think what you saw coming out of the Democratic convention last weekend was that there's a lot of unity right now. There's a unified voice in Democrats to pursue policies that stand up for people. You're looking at like immigration reform. You're looking at defending health care, fighting for public education. I guess that the only thing that's radical about it for the Democratic Party is that we're all on the same page right now. So that's not something that always happens in the progressive movement, but seems to be happening at the moment. And I think that it also helps that we have a common enemy, and that common enemy is Donald Trump and his followers. A lot of people who, including, I would put Ted Cruz in this camp as well, but a lot of people that follow Donald Trump are just willing to do it blindly and without much regard to the consequences of his policies, and that's dangerous. It's dangerous policy, and it's dangerous for people.
Now, the Ocasio-Cortez victory in New York is being read as a surprise win for Bernie Sanders-style progressivism. You know, Beto O'Rourke probably isn't that, and neither is Lupe Valdez. I mean, I'm wondering if there is someone in Texas poised to be its Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, is there a genuinely progressive Democrat who could shake things up that you know about?
Well, I think if any Democrat is able to break through, that ends up being that ends up being our person. And right now, our best shot for that is Beto O'Rourke. He is the party leader. He is the guy who is the leading the charge. He's leading in fundraising, and he's really brought a bold and authentic message, and he's been fearless about it. And I think that that's helpful for people both who consider themselves Democrats and people who consider themselves progressives. By the way, I don't necessarily think that Bernie Sanders is the sole monopoly on progressivism. But I think that we tend to veer that way quite a bit. But there are a lot of people who consider themselves progressives but don't necessarily consider themselves Bernie-crats. So this isn't to say anything against the Bernie-crats or even the Clinton types. But this is just to say that progressivism is an idea. It's a philosophy. And part of that is that we should all treat each other fairly and give each other a fair shot. And I think that that's embodied in many ways.
Ed Espinoza of Progress Texas. Ed, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.